The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Chapter 12. But what about arguments against socialism? We've already dealt throughout this book with many objections to Marxism and socialism. In this chapter, I'll take on some other common objections. Section. Capitalism is more efficient than socialism. The typical argument against socialism is that capitalism is far more efficient and less bureaucratic than socialism. A look at the healthcare system in the United States completely destroys the argument that private is less bureaucratic than public. The private, for-profit healthcare industry in the United States generates a massive bureaucracy whose sole purpose is to perform the paperwork involved in ensuring that revenues and profits flow to the, quote, right people. A 2004 study by Harvard Medical School researchers and Public Citizen found that the healthcare bureaucracy cost the United States $399.4 billion that year, and that a national health insurance system could save at least $286 billion annually on paperwork. That would be enough money to provide healthcare for all of the 43 million uninsured people in the United States, as well as full prescription drug coverage for everyone in the country. The study found that bureaucracy accounts for 31% of U.S. healthcare spending. Whereas in Canada, where the national healthcare system still hangs on, bureaucracy accounts for only 16.7% of healthcare spending. Canada's system also managed to provide more health services per dollar spent. A separate study conducted by Boston University found that, quote, about 50% of healthcare spending is eaten up by waste, excessive prices, and fraud. End quote. But then again, healthcare in the United States isn't about helping people. It's about a tiny number of capitalists making a large amount of money. A nationally funded and planned healthcare system in the United States would deliver more service for less cost. Imagine how much more efficient in delivering quality care a national healthcare system would be if it were run by nurses, doctors, and other medical workers, rather than healthcare bureaucrats. What do we make of the related argument that society is too large and complex for there to be efficient planning? Capitalism is already a planned society. There is, first of all, planning within enterprises. Massive global corporations that employ tens of thousands of people engage in systematic planning to figure out how to allocate labor and resources within their enterprises. The Pentagon engages in large-scale planning to conduct its overseas military operations and wars. As capitalism ages, collective, socialized organization becomes more and more prevalent. But that planning takes place inside a world economy that is unplanned and anarchic. A company can plan how much it will produce 1 year, but it cannot plan who will buy what it produces. By definition, markets are not planned. This simple fact accounts for economic shocks, not to mention the fact that the market fails to, efficiently, deliver anything to the hundreds of millions of people who cannot pay. The increasing social character of production under capitalism comes into conflict with capitalism's private appropriation of wealth by a minority of owners, and with the anarchy of the market, and periodic economic crises are its most glaring expression. From the standpoint of human need, capitalism is not only inefficient, it is downright criminal. Efficiency is a relative thing. Life would be far better for the majority if we crudely and inefficiently planned how to allocate goods and resources on the basis of human need, rather than efficiently organizing them to intensify exploitation, wipe out competitors, or annihilate nations. A society in which abundance becomes the source of distress and want cannot by any reasonable measure be considered efficient, except in the most narrow, constricted sense. End of section.